Welcome to Faith and Family. I'm your host, Andy Bates. It is Friday, January 30th, our last day of National Lutheran Schools Week, but we are having a great time talking with our friends from some of the Lutheran schools in the area and around the country. Today, we're going to talk with students from Lutheran High School North here in the St. Louis area, and also students from St. Paul Lutheran Church and School in Hamel, Illinois. So hope you can stick around for the conversations, get to hear from students and faculty and staff, and it's bound to be a great conversation. I always enjoy having students in the studio, so we'll have a good time. Thanks to our underwriter, Concordia University, Wisconsin, for supporting this program. You can find out more about Concordia University, Wisconsin on our website. Go to kfuo.org and look for the CUW logo in the sponsor section. You can find Concordia University, Wisconsin in our sponsor section. Glad to have Concordia University partnering with us so that we can continue doing the good work that we get to do here at Worldwide KFUO. Joining me in studio today, we have some friends from Lutheran High School North. We have Mr. Brockman, principal at Lutheran High School North. Mr. Brockman, thanks for coming over and spending some time with us again this year.
Good morning, Andy. It's great to be here.
And also, you brought some friends with you today, some students. We have Carl. Good morning, Carl. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
Now, Carl, you're a senior, correct?
Yes, sir.
And are you excited about senior year and seeing the light at the end of the tunnel?
Oh, yes, sir.
And also joining us, Lydia. Good morning, Lydia.
Good morning.
Thanks for being here with us today and sharing with us about your experience at Lutheran High School North.
Great to be here.
You're a senior too, huh?
Yes, sir.
All right. And also joining us, Olivia.
Hi.
Hi, Olivia. Thanks for spending some time with us this morning.
Oh, of course. I'm so excited.
And bright and cheery. A senior as well.
Yes.
Very
yes,
good.
I am.
Let's talk about your experience at Lutheran High School and being a student in Lutheran schools in general. Now, Olivia, why did your family choose Lutheran High School North as your high school?
Well, it's always been on the radar with my family because my mom actually graduated from that school. So now finally I get to go back and all of my cousins went there, and my brothers and my sister. And so it's just like kind of our family school.
Uh-huh.
And that's really cool. And I've just like basically grown up with it, and everyone who went there absolutely loved it. So I'm like, well, let's go there. And I went and absolutely loved it. It's my second home, and I could not be happier than
Wonderful.
At North.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. So it was a family tradition for you, and everybody who went in your family really loved Lutheran High School North. And we're going to talk about what it is that you love about Lutheran High School North. Obviously, a family tradition, so that's one reason. But I'm sure there are other reasons that you like Lutheran High School North so much. You seem very excited about it. So.
Yes.
Well, let's talk. Let's go to Lydia. Why did your family choose Lutheran High School North?
Well, it's kind of very similar to Olivia. My parents didn't go there, and no cousins, but my father, my mother were Lutheran, and so they sent my older siblings. I have 4 older siblings that attended Lutheran North. I had to count really quick. And they attended Lutheran North, and they really loved it, and I love it as well. It's, like Olivia said, my second home, and really enjoyable. I don't think I would be as happy as I am anywhere else in the St. Louis area.
Well, I'm glad that you like Lutheran High School North, and it sounds like it's been a good match for your family. 4 other siblings who have gone through Lutheran High School North as well. That's great. All right, Carl, let's tell us, why did you choose Lutheran High School North?
Well, I chose Lutheran High School North because coming from the public school system, it wasn't as great as it would be as going to Lutheran North. I attended Jennings, and it was cool, and it was okay, but I seek more of a challenge. So my mom and I came to an agreement that we need to go to a more challenging school. We did some research, and we found out Lutheran North was not just challenging, but it was more of a family than just a school. So we got to know some of the people who attended Lutheran North, some alum, some pastors, some students, and we just fell in love with the family aspect of it as well.
Very good. Mr. Brockman, as you hear these students and why they chose Lutheran High School North, especially when you hear a student say, I wanted a high school that was challenging, what do you think when you hear these student stories about why they chose Lutheran High School North?
Yeah, it's really fun to listen to, and there are... I think a lot of students in our schools that come from various backgrounds, some through the Lutheran school system, and you know, Lutheran Elementary, and then this is a bridge Lutheran High School, and maybe even onto Lutheran colleges, university, seminary, etc. Other times, we're kind of a community school and a place that people search out for the excellence of not just Christian education, but the college prep environment and so forth. So it's refreshing.
Now, Carl, you said you came to Lutheran High School North because you wanted a school that's challenging. Have you found it to be that?
Yes, sir. First semester, first couple months in there, it was kind of a awakening, like, oh, wow, this is what you actually supposed to do in school. But but it was a refreshing type of feel. It wasn't too challenging. It was a significant challenge where it was I had to do studying and had to actually try hard, which I found refreshing. Uh-huh. But after a couple weeks and a couple months and talking to some of the upperclassmen who helped me through it, it came to be the challenge I needed, and not just a boatload of work for no reason.
Not just a bunch of really hard work without a reason. That's encouraging to hear that it was a challenge, but it was a challenge that you accepted, that you welcomed, and now have embraced. What do you love about your education at Lutheran High School North? What do you really like about it there? What's the highlight of your day as a student there, Carl?
The highlight of my day is the other students there, the teachers there, all the faculty there are all there really to be supportive of everybody. It's more of a family, and it's so diverse, but even though it's really diverse and everybody have their own individual stories and upbringings, we all come together as a family. So the education is just really a plus because it makes it so much easier to learn and focus when you know you have a school full of people there for you to help you that truly cares about your success.
A network of support, a family to support you through an education, it sounds like, is really key, is really important in that process. All right, let's go on to, let's go to Lydia. Lydia, what is the highlight of your day as a student at Lutheran High School North?
Carl kind of stole all the pretty awesome answers, but aside from the other students, because obviously we get along very well, I really, really enjoy the teachers. A lot of teachers, well, not a lot of them, I think all of them, really go out of their way to make sure that the students understand the material. And I know quite a few teachers are like, come see me after class if you don't understand. And they really go out of their way to help you. And I think a lot of them are really fabulous and pretty fun.
Fabulous and fun. Those are two qualities you look for when, isn't it, Mr. Brockman,
right,
when you're looking
right.
for instructors?
I used to use the phrase orderly but enjoyable when I was a classroom teacher. I want my class to have some order, and we have things we have to do, but we want it to be enjoyable at the same time and build those relationships, because that's really sometimes when the best learning happens.
Orderly, enjoyable, fabulous, and fun.
There you go.
Very good. All right.
On the t-shirt.
All right, Miss Olivia.
Okay, well, again, they kind of stole the answers, but I'm going to kind of combine them with the staff and the students, because when you combine those two together, like students that come from all different types of backgrounds that are so diverse, and you put them together and we all just get along. And then you take these teachers who are willing to go completely out of their way to get to know you, to help you. When you put that all together, like, you just can't help but go into a classroom and it's like, oh, hey, look, here's my brothers and sisters. And it's like we have all these brothers, sisters, and cousins, like, go to school together every day. And then we have these parents, like, teaching us in the classroom, and they aren't afraid to joke with us, but also, like, I think what Mr. Brockman says, orderly but enjoyable, because it is a college preparatory school, so it's challenging, and we definitely have a workload, and we get a lot of stuff accomplished, but at the same time, they know us so well, and we just have so much fun doing it. So I think it's a mix of having a great, absolutely amazing staff, and then an absolutely amazing student body that just makes every day so great.
Thank you for sharing your story.
Yeah.
Mr. Brockman, as we're hearing these students. They're all very cheerful and are well pleased with their experience, their education at Lutheran High School North. What are the challenges that schools, especially Lutheran schools, or what are the challenges that Lutheran high schools face today? And what are some of the challenges that you have to deal with day to day at Lutheran High School North? And why is it worth that challenge?
Sure. Yeah, the challenges can be great. Part of what I think a lot of our Lutheran schools are going through is just enrollment battles. You're always trying to want to grow so you can offer more programs, but most importantly, spread the word and the ministry to more people.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something that we spend a lot of time, you know, trying to maintain enrollment as some of our churches and schools are shrinking, declining in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod instead of growing in all cases. So that's a challenge. Because we're very diverse and because we are inclusive schools, we don't have the rigid entrance. I don't want to say we don't have entrance requirements, but for example, you know, you may not have the highest standardized test score, and that doesn't eliminate you from consideration in attending our schools. And you know, some students have had different elementary school experiences where you maybe had homework every single night and, you know, you're used to that. And other cases, students maybe don't have as up-to-date books. Maybe the technology's not there, whatever, mm-hmm. if especially some of the other districts and so forth. So sometimes the challenge is just helping everyone achieve at the highest level and prepare them for the goal of college, which is virtually the goal of 100% of our students that when they graduate, just about every single one is planning to go on to college. And so closing that gap and helping everyone be challenged and yet, you know, when they stumble, that we can help pick them up and help them succeed at the same time.
Let's go back to the students. Let's go back to, let's go to Lydia. I would gather you probably have friends who go to other schools as well. How might your education, your experience at Lutheran High School North vary from students going to other schools, some of your friends who go to other schools?
That's a good question. I do have a couple of friends that go to other schools. I have a couple of friends that ended up going to public schools after they attended my Lutheran middle school. And I know a couple of them have talked to me and said that they really wished that they had gone to Lutheran North because, well, for one, it's really different going from a school where you talk about Jesus and you have a religion class and you have chapel every day or every mm-hmm. Friday or whatever, and then going to a public school and that's not there. You don't pray before class. You don't have chapel. There's no religious presence there unless you really, really search for it. And I know that that's something that they missed. And they also have talked to me about how it's not as challenging or it's not as welcoming because we always talk about how the Lutheran world is a small world and how everyone always knows everyone and is a great big family. Public schools or the schools that they have gone to aren't exactly like that. It's kind of you go there, you do your work, and you get out. You don't really, not as much bonding as mm-hmm. what they find at our schools.
Carl, how about you? How has Lutheran High School North been different for you than your friends who get to go who go to other schools?
Well, for me, I have a bunch of friends that go to other private schools and public schools. Mm-hmm. And the biggest difference from their schools in Lutheran North is their schools is a lot bigger. At Lutheran North, we have probably 300 students. I know probably all of them, mm-hmm. or at least know of all of them. And they go around school and know probably 1% of their class. So the difference I think we have is I get to know all of the people that's around me and build these lifelong relationships when going to a public school with thousands of kids or so, you don't really have that bonding, like Lydia says. Like in Lutheran North, you really have that close-knit family mm-hmm. feel to it, and I think you miss out on that if you go to a different structure type school with a larger classes in.
And you've pointed out already that the value of having that close feel, that strong network of support, the getting to know all the people around you in your school, that how much of a difference that made when faced with challenges, just by knowing the people around you and knowing that you had that support from them. All right, let's go to Olivia.
Oh, definitely, again, as they were saying, I have a friend that goes to a public school. And when I first met her, she asked me what school I went to, and I said Luther North. And I asked her, and she told me her public school, and then I asked how many kids there were, and she was like 2,000-something. And I said, wow, I have 300 kids. She goes, I have over 300 kids in my class. Like, that is insane. And I'm like, how do you get to know people? And she goes, well, I mean, you really don't. You know, like, you have your friend group, mm-hmm. and that's it. And she was talking about how, like, cliques are real in those schools. And I'm like, wait, that's a thing? Like, that's not just in movies? Because at Luther North, cliques don't exist. You have your friend group, of course, but I talk to everyone at school. Like, it doesn't matter if they're freshmen or sophomores or juniors or seniors. It doesn't matter if I've ever had a class with them, which I probably have, or have ever played a sport with them. Like, you just know everyone, and you feel completely comfortable talking to anyone, saying hi to anyone in the hallways. And I think that is something that is so important. And it's just, you accept everyone. And at the mm-hmm. other schools that are a lot larger than ours, they don't get that. And I think that's kind of sad.
What are your plans after high school?
After high school? We were actually talking about this way on over here, like what colleges. Going to college, I am deciding between Mizzou and, if I get accepted, Vanderbilt. And then I'll probably go on to do a major in chemistry or business. And doing career-wise, I have yet to quite figure that out, so.
How do you think your education at Lutheran High School North has prepared you for those things that you're hoping to go do?
Oh, well, that is a great question, because I've been super interested in chemistry when I first had my first chemistry class sophomore year. And I took every single chemistry class available at Luther North. And then I got to senior year and I was all out of chemistry classes, but I didn't want the chemistry to end. Mm-hmm. So we do these things at Luther North. I know it's crazy, right? Mm-hmm. We have this thing that we can do independent studies, where if you have a topic that you're really passionate about, you can talk to a teacher who kind of teaches that subject and have them basically do an individual class with you. And so I talked to our chemistry teacher, Mr. Langfeld, and asked if he would be willing to go on and be willing to do a furthering education in chemistry with me. And he was all for it. And so I had a class last semester where all we did was just go on in the organic chemistry book, where we stopped after, like, organic chemistry, the actual class, and just their willingness to just help us mm-hmm. further what we want to know and help us grow in our education is just something that's really special. And it helped me know that I love chemistry even more. So I think that's something I definitely want to pursue.
Very good. Organic chemistry. A student who loves organic chemistry. Yeah, you don't see those every day.
I'm a rare flower.
Lydia, tell us about what are your plans after high school?
Right now, I'm kind of deciding between Mizzou and Indiana University Bloomington, mm-hmm. and we'll see if I get accepted to Northwestern or not. But my plans, I have a little bit of a unique vision for my future. I want to I would like mm-hmm. to study in creative writing or English, East Asian studies, and computer science, which most people think are very not connected at all, but I'll make it work somehow. And so, yeah, those are my plans for college.
And how has your education at Lutheran High School North prepared you for those?
So when Olivia was talking, it reminded me about, she talked about Mr. Langfeld. And Mr. Langfeld is one of the teachers that I feel like always encourages to see him outside of class. And I have heard from multiple people that professors in college really, really, really like it when students come and see them during their office hours because you care about your class and you want to know more and stuff like that. And so I feel like at Lutheran North, how they encourage us to create relationships with the teachers really will help me in college because then I will know how to create relationships with teachers in college and stuff like that.
Good, good. So the meaningful relationships that have been built with your teachers in high school, you think have prepared you for how to interact with your professors in college.
Yes. Great.
All right, Carl. What are your plans after high school?
My plans after high school is I have committed to Georgetown. I'm going to Georgetown next year.
Wonderful.
I'm playing football there, and I applied to the business school, so my major isn't necessarily picked yet, but it's going to be in the business field.
And how has your education at Lutheran High School North prepared you for this?
Well, business school has not always been my plan. Like we were just talking about this, it came from engineering to business psychology. And throughout the last 4 years, I had opportunities to really see how those fields would be.
Mm-hmm.
Like she talked about the independent study class one time in my high school career, I really decided I wanted to study psychology. So I took our psychology class and I still wanted to study more. So I was allowed to have an independent study to further my pursuit of learning psychology. I have had opportunities to take multiple business classes throughout my high school career to really know if that's really what I want to do. Had opportunities to take physics and calculus and all types of math classes to see if I want to do engineering. And it's just been the wide variety of opportunities I had in high school to really narrow down my selection and really encompass all of the options I had really has helped me prepare for my
Very
future.
Very good. Very good. Well, is there anyone you'd like to thank today for your education? Anyone who supports Lutheran High School North and Lutheran education? Obviously, I'm sure families will come up and other people you'd like to thank today. We'll work our way around the room. We'll go back over here, Miss Olivia.
Okay, so first and foremost, I want to thank Mr. Whitler. We have a physics test later today, so I just want to thank you for that. And remember this when you're grading my test. Okay, but anyway, all of my teachers just deserve the biggest shout out in the whole entire world, and definitely to my mom. And my dad and, you know, my siblings for all just being there and supporting me through my entire education and be willing to help me through all of that.
Very good. Lydia?
Well, shout out to Mr. Whitler from me, too, because I have that physics test. in particular, I really want to thank Mr. Mack. Because he's one of the most fabulous teachers that I've ever had, and he really makes history interesting. And he doesn't hold back. Throws markers, throws papers, does everything. I really like to thank my parents, my father and my mother and my grandparents, for kind of sending me into the Lutheran school area, because without them, I definitely wouldn't be here, and paying for my tuition and stuff, because that's making the sacrifice for my elder siblings and for me to attend a private school.
Thanks, Lydia. Carl?
Well, I would like to thank my mother and my grandparents. They're really like my foundation of people I really lean on the most. They've always been there for me. And Lutheran North, I would like to thank basically the entire staff, Mr. Brockman, the Lutheran Association's office, because they all have really been there for me and really made it possible for me to attend Lutheran North. Coach Miller and Coach Simmons are my football coaches, and they've been more than coaches to me. They've been everything from rides to physical therapy to calling friends for college visits and everything. So I want to thank everybody at Lutheran North for making it not only possible but enjoyable
Very good. Very good. Mr. Brockman.
Yeah, well, I should start by thanking our students because they were a lot more entertaining to listen to this morning than had you had to listen to me for 30 minutes. So, excuse me. I could thank my parents, too, for sending me to a Lutheran elementary school. My father was a Lutheran elementary school principal, and so that kind of got me started on the road through Lutheran education. And we certainly want to thank all the supporters of our Lutheran schools around the world, but most specifically here in the St. Louis area, and for all that they do. There are many people out there who donate time, talent, and treasure, and we maybe don't even know who they are or when they give, but it's because of them that we have students who get to go off and do great things in the world and become future leaders. So that's who I would thank.
Wonderful. Well, thank you all for being my guest today. It's been a privilege and honor to get to spend some time with you, and I pray all goes well with that physics exam today.
Thank you.
Olivia, thank you for being my guest. Lydia, thanks for being my guest. Carl, thanks for coming and joining us and being my guest today.
Thank you.
And Mr. Brockman, thanks for being my guest today.
Thanks for having us.
You guys have a safe trip back over to Lutheran High School North. Coming up in just a little bit, we're going to talk with our friends from St. Paul Lutheran School in Hamel, Illinois. Stick around for more Faith and Family right after this break.
Concordia University, Mequon, Wisconsin, overlooks the beautiful shoreline of Lake Michigan. This serene main campus of CUW is just 15 miles north of Milwaukee with all its vibrant cultural attractions. At Concordia University, Wisconsin, students living by the motto of inspiration in action can choose from 69 undergraduate majors, 14 master degree programs, and doctorates in pharmacy, physical therapy, and nursing practice. For more information or to take a virtual tour, visit cuw.edu.
This is Life Issues with Brad Mattis, Executive Director of Life Issues Institute.
Kathleen and Chris Smith were left totally heartbroken when pregnancy after pregnancy ended in miscarriage. Those who've lost one or more babies to miscarriage know full well the pain Kathleen and Chris endured. The Smiths desperately wanted to parent children, so they became licensed in foster care. As a result, infant twin boys, Jesse and Joseph, were placed in their home. Ironically, the mother had twice scheduled an abortion but failed to show at the same abortion mill where the Smiths had done sidewalk counseling. Over time, the biological mother lost custody of the boys, and Kathleen and Chris eagerly adopted them. They encourage couples to step out of their comfort zone and offer their home to kids who yearn for a forever home. God will take it from there, so please give foster parenting your prayerful consideration.
Check out Life Issues on Facebook and stay more informed than you've ever been.
Worldwide KFUO is the most trusted place for sacred music of the church every night. Weeknights after evening prayer, you can hear sacred music on KFUO in St. Louis, streaming online at kfuo.org. Our online stream is in high-quality stereo, so you can hear the difference wherever you listen, on your computer or Wi-Fi radio, and on your smartphone. We're Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news for 90 years.
The Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, on behalf of Concordia Plan Services, Lutheran Church Extension Fund, the LCMS Foundation, Lutheran Housing Support Corporation, Concordia University System, and Corporate Synod, daily reaches out to our members and partners, working together to support our local, global, and international ministries, church workers, and LCMS initiatives at large to carry the mission forward and to serve each other in love. Opportunities to serve, lcms.org/jobsboard.
Hi, I'm Pastor Matt Youngblood Clark from Ascension Lutheran in St. Louis.
And I am Pastor Jolly John Lekumsky from St. Paul's in New Athens and Trinity in Darmstadt, and we welcome you to listen to Wrestling with the Basics.
Matt, let go of me, man. No, it's not real wrestling. We're just talking about Bible issues.
No.
Oh, 9:05 Saturday mornings, 8:50 a.m. KFUO.
This year, KFUO Radio is celebrating 90 years of broadcast excellence in St. Louis and around the world on the World Wide Web. I'm Pastor Scott Murray of Memorial Lutheran Church in Houston, Texas. I'm here to encourage you to become a day sponsor in this exciting anniversary year. My wife and I sponsored a day on our 31st wedding anniversary in October, As a day sponsor, you get to tell a worldwide audience the reason for your joy in the Lord Jesus, giving thanks for all that He has done. And as a day sponsor, you're supporting great programming like Reformation Rush Hour and Book Talk. Where else are you going to hear such solid Lutheran programming? There are so many things for which to give thanks and celebrate by being a day sponsor of Worldwide KFUO Radio. You should call today.
This is Mary Schmidt. To be a day sponsor, call me 314-996-1518.
Welcome back to Faith and Family. I'm your host, Andy Bates. Glad to be celebrating National Lutheran Schools with you this week. I hope you are joining in all the fun. I've seen some great pictures from lots of Lutheran schools on Facebook this week and online and other places as well. And it is certainly a good thing to give thanks to God for our Lutheran schools. And we do that all the time, especially celebrating it this week during National Lutheran Schools Week. Joining me in studio now are friends from St. Paul Lutheran School in Hamel, Illinois. Glad to have you all here today. Let's go around the room and we'll introduce everybody who's joining us. Deaconess Fredrickson, sir, you serve as principal at St. Paul Lutheran School in Hamel, Illinois, right?
Yes, I do, and I teach full-time.
And you teach full-time. Wonderful. For our listeners who aren't familiar with Hamel, Illinois, where would we find Hamel, Illinois?
Hamel is about 35 miles northeast of St. Louis, and we're on I-55, old Highway 66, and we are best known for the church with the big neon cross on the front.
I remember passing it many times on my drive, my drives to Concordia University in Chicago, mm-hmm. River Forest. So the big blue cross, you're right.
Yes.
Well, also joining us in studio today, we have Sophia. Good morning, Sophia.
Morning.
How are you this morning?
Good.
Good, good. What grade are you in?
I'm in fourth grade.
Fourth grade. Wonderful. Now, how long have you been a student at St. Paul Lutheran School? Since what grade did you start at St. Paul Lutheran School?
Her dilemma is that we're a new school. We're a of a school this year.
So
she moved here about 2 years ago, 3 years ago. But our school, as it is right now, just started this year.
I see. So this is a new year for everybody.
Yes.
Well, wonderful. Well, glad to have you here today. All right, Wrighton. Good morning.
Morning.
Glad to have you in studio. What grade are you in, sir?
Fourth grade.
Fourth grade. Wonderful. Well, I'm glad to get to spend some time with you. We're going to talk about your favorite things here in just a little bit. Also joining us in studio today is Emily. Is that right?
Yes.
Emily, glad to have you here today. What grade are you in?
I'm in fifth grade.
Fifth grade. So you have some fifth graders and one fifth grader and two fourth graders. Is that right?
Yes.
Very
Correct.
Good. All right. And Deaconess Fredrickson, what grade are you in?
A very old grade.
Well, it's fun to get to talk about schools. I've enjoyed talking with students all week long, and some of the things we've talked about are things that they enjoy, things that they like about their school. For example, their favorite subjects. What's your favorite subject? Let's start with Sophia.
My favorite subject is reading.
Reading. What do you like to read? Do you have some favorite books?
Probably the Little House books and the Percy Jackson series books.
Very good. Very good. And when do you get to read each day? When is reading?
Probably about 10 to 10:30-ish.
Oh, so we're missing it. We just missed reading today, huh? Well, thank you for making that sacrifice and coming over to the LCMS International Center today and spending some time with us. All right, Brighton, what's your favorite subject or favorite time of day at school?
I like to do art on Wednesdays.
Uh-huh. Art. What do you like about art? Is there something specific about art that you like? Painting or drawing or some other type of art?
I like to draw and to paint.
You like drawing and painting. Do you have, so you get to spend some time in art at school and doing some drawing. Are there other things that you do in art class at your school?
Sometimes we shade and sketch stuff.
Shade and sketch. Very good. Very good.
You also eat pomegranates.
You eat pomegranates in your art class. Why do you eat pomegranates in your art class?
It was for pictures that we were studying, and we were telling, like, what pomegranates have to do with some arts.
Very good. It sounds like there's a story behind this, Deaconess Fredrickson.
No, we were studying art, classical art, and they looked at pictures, and the pomegranate is a very important part in church art.
Ah.
And so the students had some pomegranates to actually see what they look like. And mm-hmm.
And did you taste them?
Yes.
What did you think? Do you like pomegranates?
Yes.
Yes, you like pomegranates? What do you think, Sophia? Did you like the pomegranates?
Yeah, they're really good.
Emily?
Yes.
Yeah, you like pomegranates? I like fruit. I can't say that pomegranate's one of my favorites, but it is certainly a unique fruit that we don't get very much. Well, all right, Emily, let's talk about your favorite subject or favorite time of day.
My favorite subject is math.
Very good. What are you studying right now in math?
Division.
Ah, very good. Very good. Well, so you get, we've got quite a diverse group here. We have math, art, reading. I get to talk about all different types of subjects. When do you learn about Jesus at school? When do you hear God's word? When do you learn about Jesus at St. Paul Lutheran School?
Well, we learn about it in chapel and religion.
Very good. Chapel and religion. Are there other times, anyone else want to say, are there other times that you hear God's word or learn about Jesus, Sophia?
In catechesis class.
Ah, very good. When is catechesis?
When we learn about Jesus and hopefully get confirmed.
Ah, so it's prep, it's instruction and may lead to confirmation or very good. All right. Any other times of day or any other places that you learn about Jesus that you want to mention? All right. Well, let's talk about, Deaconess Fredrickson, let's talk about what does a typical day look like at St. Paul Lutheran School in Hamel, Illinois?
Our day begins with chapel. We have divine service 1 day a week, matins 2 days a week, responsive prayer 2 days a week. And then the students are in their, go into their academic mode after that. And so they switch around classrooms. So I may be teaching grammar or their classical writing class or doing their spelling. And Mrs. Esch, their literature teacher, would be doing their literature time. In the lower grades, they're doing their phonics and grammar, those types of things. And then they all have PE right before lunchtime. Every day they have PE. And then they go into lunch. And right after lunch, then I have all the students, and we do religion class every day. That's when we do our Bible story of the that we're in. And after that, they split back to their classes. And it depends on the afternoon. Two afternoons a week, they have violin lessons. Every student in our school does. And then, like on Wednesday afternoons, they have art. And but then they also some afternoons have history and science and Latin.
And Latin.
And Latin 4 days a week in the afternoon.
Wonderful. Well, let's talk about violin. So everybody gets to study violin. How's it coming along, Sophia?
Well, I started about 1 year ago. And so I'm helping Mrs. Lakiotis, our violin teacher, with things.
Very good. So you've been playing, and you like it. How's violin coming along for everybody else?
It's going on good. It sounds like everyone's learning a lot that they haven't learned before.
Very good. Very good. Emily, what do you think? Do you like violin?
Yes, I love it.
You love it. Very good. And so, is this your first year of playing violin?
Yes.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Who are the people that help you learn? You've mentioned a few people along the way. Obviously, Deaconess Fredrickson teaches you. Who are the other people that help you learn at your school? We'll start with Emily.
Pastor.
Okay.
Pastor Ball and Pastor Gleason.
Okay. So you have some pastors that help you learn. Wonderful. What do they teach?
They teach catechism and chapel.
Very good. And are there other people, Wrighton, are there other people who help you learn at your school?
Mrs. Lakiotis and our PE teacher.
Okay. What does Mrs. Lakiotis teach?
Violin.
Violin. Very good. Well, that's right. Sophia mentioned Mrs. Lakiotis because Sophia helps Mrs. Lakiotis. Are there other people, any others that help you learn, Sophia?
Well, our PE teacher, Mrs. Johnson, is teacher of lower grades, and she does PE and it's really fun.
Very good. Now, you mentioned Deaconess Fredrickson at one time during, at least, well, probably two times during the day, all the students come together.
Correct.
And so is there much interaction between the older students and the younger students and any partnerships there?
They partner in chapel.
Mm-hmm.
And they are together in PE, and I know they mix up their groups there. We all eat lunch together, so they see each other and mm-hmm. interact there. And our religion class, and at the end of the day, we do a closing together. And they see each other throughout the day. They're very helpful with each other.
Mm-hmm.
Since we have kindergartners, because all our children change into their PE clothes, and I know that the older students do help the younger students with some of their buttons. And
sure.
Early on in the year, they had a lot of teaching them how to get in and out of their clothing quickly.
What are the benefits for all of the students, both the younger students and the older students, by interacting in that way, by older students interacting with younger students? How do the younger students benefit from it? How do the older students benefit from that?
It is the best example of truly real life. At no time in your life, once you leave, the school system, do you ever work with all children, all people, that are the same mm-hmm. age as you. So they learn to, this is just a life experience of learning to learn patience mm-hmm. both ways, older to younger and helping, and in helping to teach. Older students being able to recognize a need of a younger student that mm-hmm. may not even know they have that need to be able to help them. And the younger students are do look up to the older students and they are emulating. They learn from mm-hmm. what the older students are doing.
Very good. Very good. Now, as older students, you're kind of, I guess, in the middle, huh? Fourth and fifth grade, older students. But how are there younger students that you get to help with anything that you really enjoy?
Yes.
Yes, Emily? Who do you, what students do you get to help with?
I help with second graders, uh-huh. third graders, fourth graders. I just help all grades.
You just like to help all the other grades. Very good. Well, let's talk about Deaconess Fredrickson. Let's talk about your path to that brought you to the leadership, to serving as principal at St. Paul Lutheran School. You're a deaconess, but also a principal of this school. Tell us, what led up to this vocation for you?
I really came into education late. I had two other careers prior to teaching,
uh-huh.
and I was in healthcare and a registered nurse, and I was looking for something new and challenging, and so I went back to school and became a high school teacher. And the area where I lived in Wisconsin, there were two churches that were starting a school in a mm-hmm. county that didn't have an LCMS school, and so someone put in my name as a call, so I was chosen to be the head master there and to teach, and so helped start that school, and I was there for like 6 years. And while I was there, I knew I needed to learn more theology.
Mm-hmm.
I even though I had been a graduate of a Concordia, I just wanted more. So I started going to Fort Wayne in the summers to the SEM,
mm-hmm.
And then I reached a point where I was close enough to get my master's degree. So I left teaching for a year, retired, and went to Fort Wayne for a year, and then received a call to a school in northern Wisconsin, but it was not classical. And so I was there a couple of years and wanted to get back into classical. So I went to Casper, Wyoming, and taught at Mount Hope for 2 years. And then they needed a principal here, and I was called to St. Paul's.
How you mentioned your desire to study theology, to have more of a theological education. How has that helped you as an educator in a Lutheran school?
It has helped me to incorporate it into all my classes.
Mm-hmm.
I see more of a need. I was in a situation where I had some extremely troubled children and families, and didn't really know sometimes what to say.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was a very good benefit of my education at the seminary and in Fort Wayne. And so, but it definitely, it to be my life and be able to talk about Christ and integrate it into all my subjects.
Well, that's quite a story to be a nurse and think that you need more of a challenge. What? So you went to teach high school and then just always seeing more of an opportunity to learn mm-hmm. and grow. What a great example for all of us, especially for our students, to see that that life is about learning, that mm-hmm. we spend all of our lives learning. And I can see that at work, in the work that you're doing, in the stories that you all are sharing today about St. Paul Lutheran School. Now, as I understand, you have an event coming up very soon about to help families.
Yes,
coming tomorrow. Up this weekend, right?
Tomorrow. Tomorrow at 9:00 mm-hmm. at St. Paul Lutheran Church. We'll be using the church basement. We are having a classical education 101 session. We've done this before, and it's to talk about what classical education is all about, why we use it, and how we integrate that into the classroom on a daily basis. Mm-hmm. But we also want to do it just for people who just want to know what this is. It's, mm-hmm. As I know you've had two other sessions this week on classical education. And so for someone who may not even have children school age, but is looking for what is it, or mm-hmm. We also have one family that homeschool part-time, and so their children are only part-time in our school. And so we are always willing to help them out. So if mm-hmm. there's any homeschool parents or people who are thinking about homeschooling and using classical ed, we'd welcome them also to come and hear about, you know, what is going on in classical education and how we may even help mm-hmm. them out.
Very good. So that's coming up tomorrow
at 9:00. Mm-hmm. The idea is just to give a cursory overview because there's so much to learn, but it's to open the door. The last one lasted about an hour and a half with questions. We don't want it to go on for weeks. But
lesson tomorrow.
No. And I know there are some people other people have lives and things to do. So
sure.
We just want to open the door, make some introductions. We can always get back together later.
Well, very good. So that's coming up tomorrow at St. Paul Lutheran Church in Hamlet, Illinois.
Correct.
It'll be located in the lower level. So
yes.
9 a.m. tomorrow.
Correct.
Very good. Well, let's talk about, since St. Paul is a classical school, and I understand that you have Latin 4 days a week, what are some things that you've learned so far this year in Latin? What are you currently studying in Latin? We'll start with Emily. What have you learned so far? That's okay if you don't remember. But it will be difficult when the test comes later on.
Yes, on Monday.
When you have a test on Monday. Oh, there are all your classmates outside the studio.
We know conjugating and we know declining. We could do our OST.
Mustisint.
Yes.
Very good. What did you just say?
I am,
you are, he, she, it is, we are, you all are, they are.
Very good.
The ending.
Wonderful. And so by learning Latin, how does that help a student? How does that prepare them for further in life and further in their education?
First of all, it helps with their grammar. Mm-hmm. You will learn more English grammar studying Latin mm-hmm. Because it is a language that has very set rules. But broader than that, it will help them. About 60% of all English words come from Latin, mm-hmm. have Latin roots. So the students learning the words they learn, they learn derivatives every week along with their words, which help them. But it's also been proven that it helps with their brain. There are studies that show that students who have this certain parts of their brain develop because of the regimentation of the Latin, I had one other, and it just slipped.
Did you hear that? Your brains are going to be stronger because you're
yes.
studying Latin. you all see your classmates standing outside mm-hmm. the studio this morning.
Yes.
They can listen outside the speakers, right outside the studio, so they're listening to us sharing our conversation in here. Well, that's wonderful that that helps. It gives them gives these students a stronger education and helps mm-hmm. prepare them for the next step. But as you pointed out, it helps us understand the English language better. Who would think that studying another language would help us understand our own language? But it really does make sense.
And once they learn Latin, they will also, when they travel, it is the basis of all Spanish languages, you know, and French, all the Romance languages.
Sure.
So it's amazing when you travel, if you know some Latin, you may not know exactly, but you can do the route and get an idea of where you're going or what the signs are saying.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. That's it. So you have no idea how great this is, how helpful this will be to you many years down the road. I remember when I went to Concordia University and was studying Greek, Koine Greek, and my Greek professor saying, if you would have studied Latin, this would be very easy. Have any of you studied Latin? And I was not one of them who had studied Latin. I wish I had, because it would have made Greek go all the better. Well, I'm so glad that that you've shared your stories with us today. Anyone that you'd like to say thank you or that you want to say hi to today as we wrap up our time on the air today? Emily, go ahead.
I would like to say hi to all my family and friends.
All your family and friends. Very good. Very good. And Wrighton, do you want to say hi or thank you to anybody today?
I would like to say hi to my family and my friends.
All right. Family and friends, they're important people. How about you, Sophia?
I would like to say hi to my family and friends and my teachers.
And your teachers, your family and friends and teachers. All right, Deaconess Fredrickson, this is a chance to share thank yous to people who support St. Paul Lutheran School and other things you'd like for us to know today. And anybody you want to say hi to as well.
Well, I really want to thank the people of St. Paul Lutheran Church in Hamel. They have provided Lutheran education to children since before the Civil War. And we do not charge tuition for our member children. And so it is a huge expense. But this church has found it so important to educate the children. And many of those children that were educated in the school they've been lifelong members of the church. And so I don't think they get enough thanks for what they do to support the school.
Well, I hope that they're listening today. If by chance they're not listening today, there will be an opportunity for them to hear this program again down the road. Our program is being recorded today, so that'll be saved in our archives in the on-demand section of our website at kfuo.org. So we can share that with them at other times as well and with others. Go to kfuo.org and look for the on-demand section there. We'll find Faith and Family, and they can hear this program, and they can be... they can just be filled with joy about the work that's happening there at St. Paul Lutheran School, that God's good work is being done there. So anything else, any other events coming up this year at St. Paul Lutheran School? I would imagine perhaps with everyone studying violin, do we have a concert or a recital coming up at some point in time?
There will be a fine arts program May 8th, and at that time... I'm sure the children will be playing. We'll be doing other things also.
Uh-huh.
It hasn't been finalized, but normally at those type of things, they will be reciting some poetry and singing some songs and also playing their violin. And probably we have a pianist dinner amongst our students, and so I'm sure she'll be playing that.
Wonderful. So it sounds like a great time with the arts.
Yes.
Coming up May 8th.
Correct.
Very good. And again, that workshop coming up, the information tomorrow.
Right. At 9 o'clock.
9 o'clock at St. Paul Lutheran Church in Hamel, Illinois. Yes. I want to say thanks to all of you for being my guest today. Emily, thanks for being my guest on Faith and Family. And Wrighton, thanks for being my guest here today. And Sophia, thanks for being my guest today.
Welcome.
And Deaconess Fredrickson, thanks for coming over and bringing the students over today to present some music for us today in chapel and spending some time here talking on Faith and Family today.
You're welcome.
Coming up in just a little bit, Thy Strong Word with someone you might know. Pastor Whedon will be coming in to lead Thy Strong Word, our study of God's Word, here in just a few minutes, right here on Worldwide KFUO. Stick around for more right after this break.
Listen to Faith and Family Monday through Friday at this time. Faith and Family is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is needed for Faith and Family to continue. Our address is 1333 South Kirkwood Road, St. Louis, Missouri, 63122. You can contact us on the web and download Faith and Family at KFUO.org. Worldwide KFUO, on the air, online, and on demand.